And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 22nd of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Hebrides, 1003, expected German Bight, 1000 by 1800 Wednesday. Low, just west of Trafalgar, 990, expected Trafalgar, 1002 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, backing south, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, otherwise occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. South 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. Southeast becoming variable, then north or northwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5, backing west later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic becoming north or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later in southeast. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southwest. Occasional rain, thundery in south, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, northerly backing westerly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in west, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable backing west or southwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Lundy and Fastnet, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north or northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7 later, showers, good. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic becoming south or southeast later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall and Bailey, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Variable becoming easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in northwest, showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Southeast Iceland. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest, 1, 6 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Stornoway. Northwest, 1, recent fog, 12 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Lerwick. Northeast, 1, recent rain, 9 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Wick Automatic. West by north, 2, 14 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Aberdeen. North-northwest, 1, fog, 800 metres, 1006, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 1, mist, 2 miles, 1006, now rising. Boomer, west by south, 3, 16 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2, 1008, falling more slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 2 miles, 1009. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by north 4, 1007, falling. Jersey, southeast 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1006, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1006. Scilly Automatic, north-northeast 3, 14 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 1, slight rain 2 miles, 1008, now rising. Aberporth, south by east 3, slight drizzle 2 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Valley, southeast 2, mist 2 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southeast 2, mist 2 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast 1, moderate rain, 1900 metres, 1008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 1, 22 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by west 2, 7 miles, 1006, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, east 2, 19 miles, 1006, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Areas of low pressure gradually moving in from the northwest and the southwest, bringing more unsettled conditions with rain or showers to most of the inshore waters. Winds will be light or moderate Wednesday across all areas, but strengthening through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less. Showers. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West to southwest, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southeasterly, becoming variable, then northwesterly later 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle until later, moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast, backing north, then west or northwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle until later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, backing north, then west later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, then showers, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable, becoming west or southwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, then showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Variable becoming southwest later, 3 or less, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, becoming south later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable, becoming south later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles. Variable, becoming mainly east or southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. And as I often say, it's wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you. Leslie Johnson writes from Dublin to say, when sailing by starts with the shipping forecast, I remember my husband Paddy telling me many years ago that he pictures boats of all shapes and sizes all around the seas. On each boat, someone is listening, making notes. And she says, we've been married nearly 40 years and it's a picture I've never forgotten. And the last thing he says to me every night is Ihawa. It's lovely to hear you say it to all your listeners too. That's best wishes from Leslie and Paddy Johnson in Dublin. Lovely to hear from you. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few minutes, we'll join the World Service. But in the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Neil Nunes in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you happen, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in India and the United States, the world's two largest democracies. And we're talking about one of the world's biggest business trends, AI. And we're not the only ones.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it.
Donald Trump there announcing a $500 billion investment to create a massive new artificial intelligence infrastructure. But will it work?
They're problematic because they're unreliable. They're very easily misused to make misinformation. They do these things called hallucinations where they make stuff up. For my money, it's not the right way to grow AI.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Trump has announced the creation of a huge artificial intelligence project called Stargate. It will see the private sector invest $500 billion in AI infrastructure in the United States over the next 4 years. Mr. Trump was speaking at the White House, where he was joined by the heads of three major tech firms, OpenAI, Oracle and SoftBank. Here's our technology correspondent, Lily Jamali.
100,000 jobs being in the works is what we're promised. And I think this is an acknowledgement of a couple of things. First, you know, how difficult it is to do AI alone. There are multiple players trying to do this, vying for dominance. But I think ultimately from the federal government's perspective, from the U.S. and from Trump's perspective, the key here is to ensure the U.S. is dominant against China in AI. And I think that's a big part of what this announcement represents.
A coalition of U.S. states has launched a legal action to try to block President Trump's plans to end automatic citizenship at birth in the United States. 18 Democrat-led states filed the suit in Massachusetts, along with cities of San Francisco and Washington, D.C. They say the order is a flagrant violation of the U.S. Constitution. President Trump has sought to justify his decision to pardon more than 1,500 supporters who stormed the US Capitol building 4 years ago. At a news conference in Washington, Mr. Trump described their punishments as ridiculous and excessive. Asked whether people who attacked law enforcement officers should be held to account, Mr. Trump agreed but said their sentences could be commuted.
They've served years in jail, and murderers don't even go to jail in this country. And we had 1,500. We have 16 under review. As you know, we commuted about 16 of them because it looks like they could have done things that were